to NPR's Cokie Roberts now. She's been listening in and joins us for some analysis. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
As we've just heard, Cokie, Senator McCain did win that key endorsement over the weekend. Do you think it'll shake up the Republican field? It's a newspaper endorsement, but what does it mean?
Well, I think all of his endorsements give voters a second look at him. And I think that that does help McCain, obviously. But look, the Republican field just stays shaken up because they can't settle on a candidate because there's no ideal candidate there. So you first had the Thompson hope, and now you've got Huckabee riding high in a variety of states. There's a new CNN poll out showing him well ahead of the others in South Carolina. So everybody's going on the attack against him. Thompson yesterday said that Huckabee, when he was governor of Arkansas, was a liberal. Of course, Mitt Romney has been all over the place attacking him. In the field, Giuliani was up and now he's down. Ron Paul yesterday raised the most money in history on the internet, $5 million. So you've got this question of who emerges. And we talked about that some last week, but I think that John McCain is the person who could easily emerge from all of this because he is someone who's familiar. He does tout that leadership. He has also gotten the endorsement, or getting it today, of Joe Lieberman, the senator from Connecticut, who is an independent, a former Democrat, and that could help a lot with the independents in New Hampshire. It'll be interesting to see how this all plays out, because what we are seeing, of course, is a difference in national polls versus early state polls. McCain's not been doing too well in any of those, except in New Hampshire, and that could be his big hope.
Well, those national versus state polls are also very different on the Democratic side. There you've got Senator Clinton continuing to run well ahead of her opponents nationally, but not in these early primary states. What is happening there?
Well, she is, again, in the CNN South Carolina poll, she is still well ahead, and that's post-Oprah Winfrey coming in for Barack Obama. That's the first real test of that. But the Register helps, because the Des Moines Register, because her campaign has been having a rough patch after months of just the smoothest campaign ever. She's had a lot of different problems, the latest being Mr. Shaheen in New Hampshire making comments about Obama. Now she's got former President Clinton on the campaign trail. That's got its pluses and minuses. Because Obama keeps talking about the future, Clinton's a reminder of the past. Now, a past that a lot of people like, but still that question of, are we going forward or backward? Now, change is going to be the big theme in the Clinton campaign, and that, of course, takes on Obama directly. So you've got, Democrats wondering where they are.
And Cokie, a moment ago you mentioned McCain was possibly benefiting from the Huckabee-Romney fight. What about Clinton versus Obama? Is there any chance that could help John Edwards?
Sure it could, and that's what he's hoping for. But so are Richardson and Biden and Dodd. And they're all stressing this question of electability with the subtle, or maybe not so subtle in some cases, subtext of, is the country ready to elect either a woman or a black, even in a year that should be a Democratic year?
This question of electability, each party, as you said, seems to be grappling with it. How do you gauge whether a candidate is electable? And do voters really do that?
To some degree, yes, voters do it, because if they want their party to win, they want it to be with they want somebody who can win. But it's never easy to gauge. This year, it's harder than usual. The whole issues set, as they call it, has already changed from Iraq to the economy. And normally, you just look at these candidates and you say a Democratic senator from New York or a Democratic senator from Illinois, they're unelectable on the face of it. Because we don't elect those people normally. But so the fact that they are, one's a woman and one's a black, actually is the reason they might get elected, as opposed to the reason they might not get elected. So it's a confusing year on electability.
Thanks very much, NPR news analyst Cokie Roberts.